day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, 'cause you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodland's Cove, fishing boats are leaving. Seagulls follow just above the water.
Now 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday the 7th of February, big campaign day. Three caucuses / primaries. We'll probably talk a little about that tomorrow. Today, I have been sent a picture. So, Jennifer, I want to hear from you and Roberta and Richie whether you think, and obviously for people who are listening, we maybe ought to tweet this. There's a picture of a black man that's making its way around the Internet. The black man holding a bumper sticker. The bumper sticker says, it has a picture of American flag, and "You want change" is the question in red. Hmm. And underneath it, the caption is, "Da bro gotta go." So, if a white person were holding up that sign, would it be less acceptable than a black person?
It'd be the same.
Holding up the sign. So it makes no difference.
To me, the message is the fact that someone wrote, "Da bro gotta go."
Yeah.
Which I would even be more comfortable with it if it said, "Da bro gotta go."
All right. "Da bro gotta go."
I think it really doesn't matter.
So you think this is an insult?
Well, I think it's... I don't know that it's an insult, but this is the office of the president.
Right.
I don't care if you like the guy or not. You know, we all like certain presidents, and we all dislike certain presidents. You have to have respect for the office, and that is really not too respectful
right.
of the office.
So you think this is unrespectful or disrespecting the president? Richie, you agree with that?
Funny? Do I agree he should go? Yes.
Right. Funny. It's funny, but does it have more or less credibility because we can put this on Facebook or Twitter or something.
I think what we see, and this is
not
kind
Twitter.
Of...
You can't prepare it on Twitter,
know,
right?
I was always taught that if you want to make your case in selling a point or a product, that you don't do it by cheapening the other product.
Yeah.
That you do it by making your product look better than the other one.
I mean, my
soapbox
is...
So by cheapening it down and making it, simplifying it by saying things
Ebonics.
Like, "Da bro gotta go," it is not making your case very intelligently.
What about you, Roberta?
We're dumbing down America. Hang on, let me just finish this one thought. Yeah, but we're dumbing down America, and the respect factor that used to be part of the country is so gone.
Yeah.
And I think if we don't get that back, I mean, nobody has respect for anything. This leads to discussions about people graffitiing things. I mean, there's no respect for anything, and this is just one of those things.
Now, that said, where do I get one of these bumper stickers?
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't disagree, but it's just...
Yeah, you can't say that.
All right, Roberta?
I just think it's catchy. You know, it's just a way to get attention, I think. You know,
it's
a marketing catch. It rhymes, you know.
The bro
catchy.
Gotta go.
Look, we're talking about it, right?
Yep.
So
we
it
are.
Worked.
Yeah.
So,
of course it worked. And a lot of people
so
saying, yeah. But would non-black people dare to stick it on their bumper or walk around with a placard that said, "You want change, da bro, gotta go"? What kind of, how is that any different? What's the big controversy now? There's something going on, a misstatement by some famous person. It isn't Bunchkin. About Tom Brady and, you know,
Bunch
and whatever.
Bunchkin.
She said, well, they got to,
he
can't pass
throw.
It and catch it at the same time.
Right.
In essence, and that didn't set too well with some of the boys on the team. But there's another politically incorrect thing floating around, and I am now loath.
Was it the one I was just mentioning to you where the guy tweeted or Facebooked the onion story?
No.
Okay.
But that's a good story. Tell that story. That's an excellent story. A very good story.
This happens about once a year.
Yeah.
where a politician will see a story from The Onion, not realizing it's from The Onion or not knowing what The Onion is,
right,
which is an extremely satirical website.
Very funny. Yeah.
So apparently Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming saw this story and posted it on his Facebook page, not realizing it was from The Onion. And the headline reads, Planned Parenthood opens $8 billion abortion plex. Basically saying it was going to be like a Costco for abortions.
Yeah.
And he's puts his comment is, more on Planned Parenthood, abortion by the wholesale.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's amazing. When you listen to, I was listening to a
sprawling abortion facility that will allow the organization to terminate unborn lives with the efficiency never thought before possible.
The kind of, or the quality, the caliber of the people running for Congress, now these are very important jobs. And even Senate races in some circumstances, gubernatorial races, the guy who's running in Michigan against Debbie Stabenow is...
The guy who put the commercial with the Asian woman calling her Debbie Spend It Now.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Debbie Spend It Now. My country better, your country worse.
Yeah.
But my favorite all-time dumb politician.
But wait a minute. This is an Asian who lives in Los Angeles, and she's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
My favorite all-time dumb politician comment was the guy who was sat on the committee, the Armed Services Committee.
Mm-hmm. He was sat on it?
Don't remember his name.
He probably was on it.
He sat on the Armed Services Committee.
He did, that's true.
And when questioning the high-ranking military official, I can't remember, was whether we should build a bigger Air Force base on Guam, he questioned whether this would put too much weight on that end of the island and make it tip over into the sea.
Yeah. Clever, right?
I totally remember that guy.
Get it on YouTube.
He's almost like the guy with the New Mexico guy that said, what are you going to do to help the illegal population or something? He said he was going to go eat a taco.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, geniuses at work. But anyway, do you think the caliber, this is the question, do you think the caliber of those running for office, high office, has been affected to the negative or the positive, given the news media attention that's given to all of these people? Are the candidates better than, the same as, or not as good as they used to be? 800-510-8255. We're just giving you a couple of different examples. This guy in Michigan is the one who's gotten the most attention, I think, of late. He just looks like and sounds like someone who is not intellectually challenged at all. I want somebody to represent me who sounds like and seems like and feels like they have a clue as to what's going on. And so many of these people now...
Not me.
You don't want somebody who has a clue?
I don't want somebody who has to think. I want somebody to represent me.
Somebody to pull the lever with the poll that says...
I want somebody...
The constituency says, this is what
represent I'm Represent means represent me.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
tell me what I should think and then tell me how I should vote on a certain thing.
That's a very good
point.
And
how you're going to vote. I want you to go, okay, everybody that lives in my... my constituency,
right.
What do you want me to do for you?
Yeah.
We take a vote. He says, okay, I don't care what you think. I don't want you to say, I approve of this, disapprove of that. I just want you to go pull the lever based on what we tell you to do.
That's what representative government is all about. That's what it's really supposed to be about. Somebody who represents you.
We're such lemmings. We go, oh, I like this guy because he says this and he says that and he thinks this and he thinks that. We're stupid.
We're not following the Constitution.
No.
With that at all. 800. Listen to Richie and I agree on this. 800-510-8255. What's happened to the caliber of people who run for public office? Let's talk about something else that's pretty serious, and that is the state of your health and well-being. High cholesterol, as your doctor told you it was a problem. High triglycerides, as your doctor told you it was a problem. If you want to avoid a heart attack and heart disease, then you need to get away from the problems that are created by high cholesterol. So that means you got to lower your cholesterol. You got to lower the triglycerides. And one great way, a new all-natural approach in this country that was originally started in Italy, does very, very well in Italy, so has been imported here, Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, has all the natural ingredients that can work together to reduce your high cholesterol, reduce your triglycerides, excellent results in 30 days. Take a blood test get your reading before you go on this and then get the readings after it. Be amazed. And it's safe. It's FDA registered. It's called Cardiol, and it works. What else do you need to know? It's free. You'd like to hear that, right? It is free. The makers of Cardiol are so confident it will work, they'll get you started on a free 30-day trial by calling 888-809-6424, 888-809-6424. You also can go online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net. Use the discount code KEN. Just enter that when ordering online at cardiol.net. Or get the 30-day free trial, pay a little shipping and handling by calling the office now at 888-809-6424.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so Jennifer, not Jennifer, Roberta's got a hot deal that you need to know about.
Oh, Doug, it's something called Vitacost.com. It's a great website.
Instant
you
Roberta.
Said Jennifer, so I thought it
did
was
I
Jennifer.
Say Jennifer? I thought I
yes.
said Roberta. Did I say Jennifer?
You did, but then you corrected yourself.
I thought I said Roberta. All right,
I was
all
getting confused. I said, who am I? Okay, great deal from Vitacost.com. It's their program called Mominomics, and you can get all sorts of household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural organic foods, all at 50% off, plus free shipping when you order $49. A great way to save money. Mominomics from Vitacost.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. 21 after the hour on
You're
the
welcome.
Good Day program.
Family.
Yes.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention, all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On The Voice last night, the four judges performed Prince's greatest hits.
Christina.
Christina Aguilera. The country guy.
Blake.
This is the irrelevant judge.
No, it's not.
No. Okay. Adam Levine. He won last year.
CeeLo and
he's got one of the biggest hits on radio right now.
That may be irrelevant.
Irrelevant to you.
Irrelevant. Oh, crank this up. I love this. Irrelevant to most people that watch it. Let's face it, they're not watching the show to see him, but they are going there to see what CeeLo's latest outfit is. Christina, and what she has to say or how she looks. And Blake, because it's
Adam Levine
world.
Is much more of a superstar than CeeLo Green ever was.
Who is?
Adam Levine.
Yeah, but nobody knows that yet.
Well, sure they do.
I don't know.
His band is huge.
Yeah. Hi.
There he is.
Why did they choose this that way? Anybody see this last night?
I did, but I didn't see this particular part.
This is CeeLo, right?
Yeah.
What is his background, by the way? What do we need to know about him?
He wrote the first song and became a massive...
Yeah, but you know who he is before that, right, Rich?
No.
He was Gnarls Barkley.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
That was his first big, huge hit. But he was a writer and a producer before that. I mean, he's written and produced for everybody.
You can tell that he's like a Randy kind of a guy. He's been involved in people's careers.
I love that Gnarls Barkley song.
Yeah. I know. It's awesome. He's a really talented guy, and he's got a great voice. Oh, loved him with Madonna during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, how was that with him in the Super Bowl?
He was good.
He kept
they did
fingers.
Like a prayer, and he did the gospel part. It was awesome.
He kept his fingers to himself, too, right?
He did, yeah.
Miss MIA, by the way, is going to be liable in case the FCC may try to do this, but they'll never get anywhere with it. But let's say the stations are fined for her using the middle finger. And
it was in her contract that she would be liable.
Right. If she
really?
Did something
so
other,
even if the FCC doesn't actually fine her, the legal fees for her representing herself and defending herself will pretty much put her into the poorhouse.
Yeah.
Stupid. Just dumb.
How old is she and what do we know about her?
36 years old.
Wow.
Is she that old?
Yeah.
I have no idea who she is.
Yeah. She's a Brit.
Frustrated. She's trying to get some attention. That's all. All right, so this is the way The Voice started last night. Now, the first performer is trying to get approval and attention from the judges, two called the duets.
This is really good.
This is
doing Tom Petty's American Girl.
They call the line. Do it, call
young
the
guy,
line.
Young girl.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like Jewel.
Does she?
So right now, the judges don't know it's a duet yet.
They haven't turned around yet?
No, they don't turn around until they hit the button. So they just think it's a guy out there.
They don't know there's two people yet.
Now they're turning around. All right, so apparently the line did so well, the four judges all tried to convince them to join the team.
And this was really good.
All of the best duos, individually, each singer has to really hold their own. And the energy changed in the room when you guys started playing. There's no doubt about it. I want to be part of that energy very badly. Please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your chemistry, your compatibility is very lived in. And so, like, you guys love each other, obviously, right? You guys are a couple?
No.
Not yet.
So he mistakes them for being a couple, and they aren't. See what it does.
Really, the great thing about this show is the judges competing against each other. It makes it a lot of fun.
I'm beginning to kind of get into it.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I'm taking your word for it, Jennifer. 28 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. The weather around the country, not bad unless you're in Colorado and trying to get votes. They had a foot of snow there over to the, it's more than that. They closed that airport down in Denver for most of the day. Was that Saturday or Sunday? Very,
over the weekend, yeah.
Very, very, very tough going out there. The weather, however, in general in our country has not been bad this winter because of La Nada.
This is great.
Jet stream is way below where it usually is, and so it's pushing warm weather. It's pretty normal here in Southern California, but where you go across the country from the east of the Mississippi, north of Mason-Dixon line, where it's normally this time of year cold and snowy, no snow on the ground pretty much anywhere, especially if you go up through the Virginias into where Richie is in the Washington area, up the Delmarva Peninsula, New York, New England, very little snow. No skiing.
Give me the La Nada every year.
Warm.
So La Nada is what's...
It's going to be 50 degrees today in New York. 50!
Influencing...
In February.
La Nada is influencing the weather, but that may change in the next couple of weeks. But even if it does, we have not had a difficult... And if it weren't for Charlotte being here in California, I probably would have stayed on the farm for another week or 10 days because we had a lot of work done over the weekend. It was very pleasant. It's easy to work outside when it's 50, 55 degrees. And I will tell you, the store was really hopping on Saturday. Most of you know that I have a dairy store on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, selling our raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And we ran out of milk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is unheard of at this time.
Wow.
Do you serve
ice cream during the winter?
Ice cream as well, yep. Cheese, we have new cheeses now. And so that has brought a lot of people in from all over the place and just inundated. People want, we're going to start with hay rides in the next week or two because people want to ride around the farm and look around, that sort of thing. And you would, February, hello. Why would you want to, if you're in Europe right now listening, I just got a signal from somebody in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, who's listening to this program. And the weather there.
Yuck so much.
Oh.
I was talking to somebody who's in Kiev. Who's coming over to this country in a couple of weeks. And she said the temperature of the people, it's so cold there. And they have, in Ukraine, in some of these old Eastern Bloc countries, you think we have trouble here with our economy. There's really no economy that amounts to anything there.
Wait. You said you have a friend from Russia that's coming to visit in a few weeks?
Yeah.
Did you meet
her? Did you pay for her?
No, no, she's not coming to visit me. I just happen to know she's coming to visit. She's not coming to visit me.
Okay. I was worried just for a second because those trips always go awry.
Yeah. Always. Right,
okay. Doug, I can see a Russian bride's click next. Yeah.
Wait, I'm missing something. Oh, it's my kidney.
My spleen. So anyway, the point is the weather is so cold there. There have been people, you know, most, sadly, the Eastern Bloc countries and Russia as well, they have about 85% alcoholism rate. So these people get, they have no way of keeping warm. Many of them live in homes where there's no heat, there's no water, there's nothing. We have no idea how bad the conditions are there. And people are hundreds and hundreds of people every night have been freezing to death. And the only thing that they have, for whatever the reason, they're spending their money, whatever they have, on alcohol. So they're all liquored up with vodka so they don't freeze as fast. But they are, I mean, the temperature's been 30, 40 below in many of these areas. And the English are freezing in the snow. France,
it's
Germany.
It's snowing in southern Italy.
Yeah, it never snows
imagine.
In southern. Yeah, that's
just
the Mediterranean.
Naples,
hello.
It's snowing.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
in fact, there's a gas crisis in Italy because Italy imports about 90% of its gas and 30% of it comes from Russia.
Yeah.
And Russia's been cutting back because of supply demands, that the amount of gas that Italy is getting. And there's kind of like a bit of a panic going on there.
Yes.
Because people are wondering if they're going to be able to heat their homes.
Yeah. Well, that's the story in Ukraine and in Russia, these places. And meanwhile, Boris Yeltsin is so busy trying to figure out how he can screw up the world so he can have his own little fiefdom. That's a dangerous bad guy, Boris Putin. Dangerous bad guy. We had all of this work that was done during the Reagan years with Gorbachev to melt down the Cold War and to have a relationship.
It's Vladimir, by the way.
Oh, what'd I say?
Boris Yeltsin. Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir. Did I say Boris Putin?
Yeah,
I did. Okay. Today's been kind of one of those I can't see behind my eye teeth, so I know what I'm saying. Days I have everyone. Once in a while, I have days like I'm referring to Jennifer as Roberta. And Roberta. That happens about once every 4 or 5 months.
Don't go on a date tonight.
Bunchkin.
It started.
Just don't go on a date tonight, Bruce.
It all started with Bunchkin.
Yeah,
did you
just
call him
did.
Bruce?
Yep.
You called me Bruce?
She called you Bruce.
I did that on purpose.
It's a virus.
Perfect. It started in the 6 o'clock hour, and I kind of lost my focus on things, and I haven't had much of a focus since then. I'm only human, Rich.
I like it better when you don't have much of a focus.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's much more fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, perfect.
No, not for me. Just for everybody in general.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what was I saying?
That you're mail ordering a Russian bride.
Yeah, no, the Russian...
Named Boris Putin.
It's just cold, so people aren't traveling. And I forget why I even... We started talking about the British and the weather over here, but there was some reason...
Italy...
Yeah, but one of the reasons is because nobody... If you want to go to Europe, most of the flights have been called off, at least earlier this week. There were no flights going to London from America, amounted to anything, and because they don't want to send the planes over there and have them freeze up, which is what happens. And they don't have in England, we have de-icers here, because when it gets below 30 degrees and the plane sits overnight or it sits on the tarmac for a while, if there's snow and ice on it, in order for the plane to operate, you got to de-ice it. So it takes a few minutes to do that. But they don't have any of those at Heathrow or Gatwick or Stansted or any place because the weather doesn't get that cold. And normally, I can remember when we had our house in England, I used to mow the lawn in the wintertime. It was always green. I had a garden behind the house. It was always a green. We had those little Flymos. Remember those little electric? Anybody ever see a Flymo? You know what a Flymo is?
It's the one without wheels.
No, I Flymo rather than less.
It has no. It runs on its ability to hover over the grass.
Right.
And so you just put it in the closet. It runs electrically. You put it out. And I remember one of them.
It's like a little hovercraft with blades on the bottom.
I ran over the wire. I had the wire was on the ground, and got the hovercraft. There it is. Too close to the wire, and it just wound around the thing.
That was a mess.
I fixed it, though. It was fine. after I fix it. So anyway, don't be planning a trip to England. Or I'm supposed to be going. It looks like we may be able to broadcast this program in Ireland the first week of April. Been invited with five or six other.
When you folks. Say we, define that, please.
We means me and
he.
My friends who are going over with me. Richie wants to go. Richie wants
to
go.
Yeah, so do I.
Jennifer wants to go. Everybody wants to go on this trip. I don't know.
We let you do Iraq and Israel. It's time for us to go. In fact, why don't you stay here and we'll go for you?
The motherland is calling me.
I understand.
Saying, Rich, you've never visited.
Yes.
Okay. It's time for you to be here.
All right. Well,
and drink a pint in a pub.
This is an outrage.
It is an outrage. It's terrible. The idea is to celebrate the Titanic's 100th anniversary of sinking. I don't know what kind of a celebration that's going to be, but
hey,
they're bringing all of
worse
these.
Than Rich and I.
They're bringing all of the artifacts that are in the various exhibitions around the world. They're going to have one big artifact exhibition the first week of April in Ireland, because it was off the coast of Ireland that the Titanic got the iceberg and. So they're putting a big deal on, and Irish tourism wants us, somebody to come over.
I can settle this right now.
All right.
Yeah, you want to? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to settle it. Whoever can sing the Britney Spears song with the Titanic mentioned in it can go.
Really?
I'll start.
Good for you, Jennifer. Help yourself. All right. So that's what's going on. I wanted to, for a moment here, sort of remember something, and this is not something that it didn't happen in my lifetime, but I think it's pretty telling and sort of puts a very interesting spin on a discussion a lot of people have, depending on how old you are. I think, but this is an issue that transpires generations, retirement accounts, Medicare, that sort of thing, or the ability that our country has to help its senior population retire and live well in dignity. Do you know that the very first retirement check ever issued by the U.S. government didn't come out until 1940? Are you all surprised to hear that?
Yeah.
There were no retirement plans. There's no federal plan for anything until FDR became the president.
Right.
And nobody had any retirement benefits. There were no entitlements, nothing.
The first woman who collected a Social Security check never put in a payment.
Ida May Fuller of Ludlow, Vermont. Her check was numbered 00-000-001 in the amount of $22.54. She was a legal secretary. She retired at the end of 1939 at the age of 65, and she lived to be 100 years old. So for 35 years, she collected on a system into which she had paid not one red cent. And how many more people, I'm not begrudging, it's just interesting to look back in history, how many more people today, when you learn that, 40-some-odd percent of all the people in our country are getting some form of government assistance, and you go back to 1940, it didn't even exist before that. So from 1940 to 2012, in those 72 years.
40 to 2000 is 60.
Right. 72 years. This thing has gone from zero to being the biggest albatross in the history of any country in the history of the planet Earth. You realize that? In 72 years, we have the biggest liability, the biggest deficit, the biggest hole in the history of the planet. It didn't even exist before 1940. It's extremely, when I think about that, it's mind-boggling. In 72 years that the government, this is how, to look at things in perspective, what was nothing before, it shows you how big and how fast the government can grow. It's like a cancer.
Well, look at it just in the past few years.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I went to the dermatologist yesterday.
And?
They told me I have a little cancer on my face that is to be treated with a new, something gets rid of precancerous cells that you can put on your face. The only problem is that for the next month I'm going to look like I was a clown because my face is going to turn all red and blotchy. and be sounds very attractive, doesn't it?
She
said this is better than having the injections you can take for it that get rid of the precancerous cells. But this is much better, the topical stuff, except she says you're going to look like a piece of raw meat. And she gave me a little treatment. There's a thing called cupping. Have you ever heard of that? It brings to the surface the toxins and stuff in your skin. So this is not some hoo-hoo, off-the-wall kind of dermatologist. This is the number one dermatologist in Beverly Hills that I went to. And I can afford it now that I'm on Medicare.
Wow. Doesn't that make you feel a little older?
Crack yourself up there.
I did. It makes me feel, I don't feel a damn bit different than I've felt for 35 years.
Get a little benefit from the system.
Well, I've paid, but, I'm going back and look at this woman, Fuller, who didn't put anything in. I figured out I put $400,000 into the Medicare system.
Oosh. So you better cash out. Go get cupped. That's okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? I wonder if we all figured out, Roberta, have you ever figured out how much you put into Medicare?
No. No idea.
Over the years, I figured this out with my accountant last week. We came up with like $490,000 over the years I put into Medicare. So am I ever going to use that $490,000? I'll bet that I'm not. Somebody else is going to use it.
Social Security?
No. I mean Medicare
specifically
period.
Medicare.
Specifically Medicare.
Wow.
Of course, if you ever need an aspirin, then that money will be gone.
Right.
Because I think that's about how much
I need
much
a tube of toothpaste
cost.
And an aspirin, end of the $400,000. But I wonder if any of us, this goes back to, Richie, your premise.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can tell I'm cranked up about this.
We're just blind about what we give the government because
exactly.
It gets sucked out of our check and all
right.
We pay attention
you
to
don't
what's left
know
for us at the end of
how
the
many
month.
Of you know how much in taxes, Medicare taxes, regular taxes, you pay
if I were king,
if you get a check
if I were
every
king,
year.
Everybody would write a tax check every single month.
Right.
You wouldn't
instead
get it automatically
get it
taken out.
Out.
You
no.
would have to. You would get your system. Full amount in your pay, and then you would write a check
and
so that you would go, what the?
Yeah.
Yes,
as
you know
cynical
exactly
as I
much.
Am,
yep.
I think, and I thought this after Richie first brought this to our attention a couple, three, 4 years ago, that this is by design. That they know human nature well enough to know that you're not going to really look at this. That's why they want everybody to pay in their pay. It's a payroll deduction rather than you having to do, as Richie just said, and what I do and what Roberta does as entrepreneurs, the 15th of September and 15th of December, 15th of whatever months, we have to write out a check, and we know how much we pay.
But what's worse, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're self-employed, you have to pay both sides of Social Security.
Yeah.
The half that your employer pays and the half that gets taken out of your check.
All right,
so you're paying, it's
breath.
Almost 16%. It's called a self-employment tax.
Yeah, right.
And that's off the
doing.
Top.
Look at what they're doing with it. Look at what they're doing with it. That's the thing. That ought to be the number one discussion and debate topic during the presidential season. Okay, I need a break. 11 before the hour, good day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew. Chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ha ha, Richie. It's Movie Moments time on Good Day. We get started with movie music, and this is Barbara Streisand.
You better get your business in quick. This one ain't lasting long.
The Way We Were was the number one movie this week in 1974 and the number one song. So, Richie, women who are listening to this that are enjoying
my favorite
song,
part. Here's my favorite part.
Are going to be upset.
Scattered the end.
Scattered pictures.
Why I cannot. So,
I cannot
listen
you don't
to like her
song.
Is because you don't like her political beliefs.
No, it's not the music.
She's
it's boring. Yeah.
Quality of her music.
She's
very talented.
I cannot listen to this song without thinking of Tom Hanks from Big.
Yeah.
When he's singing this song to his mom over the phone, scattered pictures. Mm-hmm. Hysterical.
Yeah. This is not meant to be funny. This is a serious sort of a song.
That's the only way I can make it through this
serious movie.
Right.
Roberta, what did you think of this movie?
It was okay.
You like Barbra Streisand?
I like Barbra Streisand. I like her.
Okay. There you go. I kind of like her, too. I care about her politics, but I like her. I like the way she's accomplished a lot in her life, frankly.
Yeah, she came from nothing. She's
right.
Self-made, and that's what I really like about
absolutely
her.
Absolutely is. Nothing
and she wasn't part of, you know, the...
herself.
A lot of celebrities today are part of Hollywood royalty, so to speak. Their parents were entertainers.
Yeah.
So,
she's not beat that husband of hers into submission, didn't she?
What, Brolin?
Yeah.
I think he's...
keeps him on a short leash.
I don't know about that. I think they're just talking through your hat.
Okay.
I never do that. I wouldn't suggest that you do it either. I always know what I'm talking about. Stories like that. 55 past the hour on the Good Day program. Chucker is off today, but we still have one of our contests, mainly because we're celebrating this guy at his young age. He's been very successful. You'll be interested to know that he's the same age as Jennifer was yesterday. He has that in common with her. Huh. And other than that, you listen to the excerpts from the movie, see if you can figure out what it is, and then you'll win a swell prize. I have some Girl Scout cookies to give you if you come up with the identity of this movie. 800-510-8255, as long as you have ever never won before on the Good Day Movie Moments contest, then you'll win the prize. Here's the first clip.
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
800-510-8255. Yes, you do, Richie. Next clip.
I'll tell you what. You know, we'll keep our eyes out for the continual transdangling thing, and if we see it, we'll give you a call.
I'd like to have seen this movie. I haven't, but I would like to find it and
what is
see
this?
It, actually. Last clue. Here you go.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Got it.
Sweet.
What about mine? Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet.
Get it? What about mine?
Got it.
Dude, what does mine say?
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
I think it's the money shot, as they say.
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet.
Idiot.
You would hate this movie.
Yeah.
You would hate this movie.
I do like, but I like I like him. 800.
Yeah.
510-8255.
The other star has had a very good career, too. With Shawn Michael Scott, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, from the American Pie movies.
Yeah. And although I kind of heard he's a little jerky on set.
Really?
Yeah, from a couple people. Shawn William Scott.
Oh, really?
Shawn William Scott, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've heard the other guy's pretty likable in most every circumstance, it would appear. So, and girls sure like him. Have we got enough info here?
Unless you're Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right. 800-510. He said he wished him well. 800-510-8255. All right, that's a quick spot, Richie, and we get the answer to this question. A little movie news, too.
Chopstick asks, do you use Chopstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chopstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chopstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chopstick.
Movie fans watched the world premiere today, Roberta, back in 1939 of Pinocchio at the Center Theater in Manhattan. Snow White, Seven Dwarfs. It was the second feature-length film, and one of the critics called it the happiest event since the war.
Wow.
The First World War.
The war?
The First World War, not the Second World War.
The ending of the war, perhaps?
What? No. The ending of the First World War.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the war was a really happy event.
Oh, yeah, a joke a minute.
Hey, that's here for the war. All right, let's see here. We're going to try to find somebody from Lewiston. No, here's Michael in Georgia. Michael, what's the name of the movie?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, Where's My Car? You like it?
Where's My Car?
You like the movie, Michael?
Yeah, that's a good movie. That was old, though.